Kum Lenin Ablak Yimora Dav Tezayin Amr Aleph, the Mishnah. Still standing in the marketplace and still having these deep discussions here, insightful discussions. Zog the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Sha'alti es Rabbi Eliezer, I asked Rabbi Eliezer. Before he was asking Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, and now he said, I asked Rabbi Eliezer, said this was maybe somewhere else, or this was at another occasion.
When would Yeshua before Eliezer was in Cain?
Oh, could be, yeah.
He showed up in line.
Sorry?
He came to buy me for Shabbos also.
Okay. What happened now? Shabbos have 39 malachas. So this, and if you did a shagig, you bring in karma chatzah. There's two possible shagigs. One is that you forgot a Shabbos. And one is you knew it Shabbos, but you forgot that this is a malacha. The nafkamin is if you forgot it Shabbos, you did four malachas, you only bring one karmachatas because it's one source for your aveda. But if you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know you're not allowed to cook, you didn't know you're not allowed to carry, you didn't know you're not allowed to write, you did all three, you bring three chatois. That's one difference. Another difference is if it's two Shabbosim, you forgot that it's Shabbos, four Shabbosim in a row. You did the same malacha four times over. So we'll have a machlekes in that case. Do you bring one chatas or four chatas? Do we say it's the same aveda and it's the same source? You forgot a Shabbos, or do we say yomim shebeintayim have a yediyah? Definitely, you know once a week is Shabbos. You're talking about a guy who knows the Shabbos. You forgot that today is Shabbos. Once a week, you know it's Shabbos. How can it be that next week he didn't realize there was a Shabbos somewhere in between something? So therefore, every time it's like yediyah and then you forgot. So you bring four different commandments. Now that's what I just told you, which is shigig of Shabbos with zodan malachas. We are going to have a whole discussion on the Gemara. Three different ways of looking at it. So cup. Oh, Rabbi Kiva, Sha'alti, Esrabele, a question. But I said, Melachas Harbe, if I did many Melachas, B'Shabbos Harbe, on many Shabbos, two things I did here. I did many Melachas Harbe, Me'ein Melachachas. What do you mean, did many Melachas similar to each other? They're all tools of the same Melacha. You're not allowed to plant on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to plant a tree, that's one thing. You're not allowed to plant the seeds from a grain, that's another one. You're not allowed to do a hybrid, you know, you're not allowed to graft into a tree. These are all tools. Or cut a branch in order to grow better. So these are all tuldas similar to each other from the same av. Do you bring four tuldas of one av? Do you bring four kabbanas of one carbon and a number of shabbosim? Let's see what exactly his question was. He's asking two questions here. Behele machas and one forgetfulness mao. Chayv achas are kulon yechayv. For each one, chayv akol achas machas are each av, each malacha and each shabbos yechayv. Amala, he said to him, chayv akol achas ve'achas mekabuchem yechayv for each one. I'll give you a kabuchem. And we'll soon see more. He's actually asking two questions in the same shabbos, a number of tulas, and also a successor shabbosim. And he's answering both of them. You got to bring a karma chatzah for each one. A kabuchem from a nida. There's only one aveda. There's no tuldas from a nida. There's no tetzos. There's only one aveda. You don't have beer with a nida, and so on. And yet we know chayv kol achav achas. Yichayv. He had five nidas. Yichayv for each one, or maybe the same nida in five times. Yichayv chaprichata for each one, depending on what his question was. We'll see in the Gemara which one each case of nida is he proving from. Is Shabbos sheyesh bo tetzos harbe. Shabbos has many tuldas. And when Mises Harbe, and every Shabbos every Mises, ain't no din, sheyechayv, kol achav achas, surely you should be chayv for each individual one. From Nida, Amarti lo, I said to him, what are you talking about? You know why by Nida yechayv, if you have five different Nidas, why yechayv, sheyesh, bosh, te, az, horis, because there are two isurim, the shahu muzer ala Nida, baha Nida muzer as olav. So the five different Nidas, just like you have an Aveda to live with a Nida, and Nida has an Aveda to live with you. So each Nida has her own Aveda. Or if you learn, even learn the same Nida, but five different occasions, it's more chamer because they're both involved in the Aveda. You have an Aveda to keep Shabbos. There's no Aveda on Shabbos the day to make sure that you don't do the Malacha. So it's only, therefore it's more lenient, or therefore it's only one Aveda. On Malise, he said to me, what about how Bala Ketana is? Okay, you have relations with a Nida, but she was a Ketana, where she doesn't get punished at all. So if you had five different Ketanas, you'll get five different Avedas, even though it's really there's no one else there, or the same Ketana five times, there's no one else there. Yechish, Ein Bo El Azor Achas, Yed V'chay, V'kol Achav Achas. Amakla, I said to him, what are you talking about? Ima Amad B'Ketanas, they also did an Aveda. They're not liable for it, because they're Ketana. What means that's man? Even now, an aveda happened with her, except that she's a ketana, so therefore she's not liable. You cannot blame her for it. But aveda happened with a goof. But shenkin Shabbos, the day itself, there's no aveda. Shabbos itself is never liable. Amali, what about Habba Behemi Yechiyach?
This idea where you got the nidah who's an adult has got a chiyuv and he's got a chiyuv out of the one action.
The five action, different nidahs is very simple. Five different nidahs, each one of them has a different
action, but there's two people who
even though he's the same action, person,
yeah.
But they're different
what
people.
He was trying to, is he trying to say the different the tana because she's got no chiyuv?
You're talking about the question or the answer? You're talking about Elazar's question or Rabbi Akiva's answer?
Elazar's answer, he's saying, that was Rabbi Akiva's question was about an adult nidah. So he's trying to answer him about a minor nidah.
No. Rabbi Elazar's saying about an adult nidah. Comes along. Rabbi Elazar said, we have a kavuchim from a nidah. Yes. Says Rabbi Akiva, a nidah is different because there are five different people, and they have an aveda.
Yes.
So you have an aveda also.
Each action has got two people involved in that action.
Or there's a chumrah here, even though it's the same nidah, but five different times, there's a chumrah here that two people are being punished for one action. Mashenki Mashabbos, only one thing.
So when
over 9 years old, why can't she be a nidah? But I'm 9 years old. When she sees over 3 years old, no, that's not Sidus, it's not neither.
So when he introduces the Ketana,
no.
The thing is because the Ketana, she's not high for the Aveda.
So
is that what he's trying to?
She's non-existent. She is non-existent as far as Aveda is concerned.
Because she's a
Ketana. Mm-hmm. He says back. So anyway, she brings Raya because she's potential. What about Behema Yechiach? What about Behema, says Rabbi Elazar? Behema, there's not the Hina Chayim, yet you chayim for five different Behemas, so five times the same Behemah, you chayim. It's the same thing here and by Shabbos. Amartilei, Behema b'shki Shabbos. The Gemara has two different ways of understanding. He's saying, you're right, I have the same question. Either he accepted Rabbi Elazar said, he said, you're right. I'm going to learn that Behemah is like Shabbos, and therefore you take a right. That every Shabbos is a different Aveda, and every Malach is a different Aveda, like a Behemah. Or he's like, the same question I have for Shabbos, I have a Behemah taka, you chayim for five. Mike, what was Rabbi Kiva's question? If his question was, every Shabbos is like a separate goof, and therefore you chai for each Shabbos, and that's the question, let him ask a simple question. It's the same malacha repeated every single Shabbos for 5 weeks in a row. And then the question is, do you bring five chatos or one? What's this talking about doing many malachas? Who cares about many malachas? Novas. Elavaladi malachas, his question was about many malachas. If you did five tuldas of one av, do you bring five different kabanas or one? But you lie. Boim, that's his question. Then you may should have just asked very simply. Why talk about many Shabbosim? Ha'oyze malachas habe me'ein malacha achas b'shabbos achas. One Shabbos, he did five malachas, five tuldas. Do you bring five kabanas or not? Omar Rava says, Rava. So Rava said, I think it's Rava, one second. Omar Rabba, okay, Rabba said, this is Rabba. Amri Bei Rav, Tarti Boimre. He asked him two questions. Number one is, Shabbos Akiyuf and Damien, is every Shabbos a separate, like a separate goof, like by a number of nidus, V'iloi or not? Boimre, he also asked, V'lodi Melochas Kim Locha Damien or Eloi? And he also asked the second question, five tulus of one av, is it five or not? So the Gemara, V'Shabbos, regarding Shabbos, when he asked the question, I want to know if every Shabbos is a separate yichud or not, I want to know, Shabbos, Heichi Meboila, what exactly was the scenario? There's a number of scenarios. One is, was it, this is one we're learning, Shigigas Shabbos V'Zodn Melochas, if he forgot it, you knew the Inaldu Melochas Shabbos, and you knew Shabbos exists, you just forgot that today was Shabbos. That's a pshat. And the question is, you did five Shabbos in a row, so there's only one forgetfulness on all five Shabbos. One long forgetfulness, you forgot a Shabbos. And the Shaila is, the Shaila is this. Is that a Shaila? Or no? Pshitele, in that case where you forgot a Shabbos, and in 5 weeks in a row, definitely you bring five chatois. The yomim shebin time have a yedia lechal. You know that Shabbos exists. So 7 days go by, how can you not know?
5 weeks without having a Shabbos.
Exactly. So therefore, you definitely knew and you forgot again. You knew you forgot. That's five different halamas, and you bring five kabbonis. And so that's for sure. And therefore, what was the shayla? His shayla was v'zodin Shabbos. You knew it was Shabbos, but v'shigas malachas. You didn't know that you're not allowed to plant on Shabbos, and you did this 5 weeks in a row. 5 weeks in a row, you plant on a Shabbos. You knew that it's Shabbos today. You just didn't know that this was a malacha, and you did 5 weeks in a row. And the shayla is iki gufin damin. We said every Shabbos, even this is every Shabbos a separate Shabbos as far as malachas is concerned as well. It's like it was a yedi in between, and therefore it's five different chatois. Or dilma zodin, or maybe not. Or do we say no? It's one long avedi. Bring in one chatos. That's one way of learning pshat. So his question was, you knew it's Shabbos, you just didn't know it was a malacha. So does every Shabbos separate from the next? Or his question was like you didn't know it was Shabbos and do Shabbos and separate? Or dilma zodin Shabbos v'shikas malacha and pshitulei. No, maybe forget. Maybe if it's a shaking malacha, he knew it was Shabbos, and 5 weeks in a row, he knew for sure that he could goof and damien. Every Shabbos is a separate Shabbos. Exactly. And we'll soon see there's three ways of learning pshat. Vishigas Shabbos, Vizod Malachas by then. Maybe his question was, you didn't know it was Shabbos, and every week went by, and he's not so clear that every Shabbos is like a new event that you knew in between. Well, if you've got the malacha, then every week is a new activity. If since the cause of your aveda was you didn't know a Shabbos, and for 5 weeks you didn't know a Shabbos, it's one long aveda. Who the bayim? The yom shabbatayim. I have yidin lechalak aloy. Answer number one comes along. In my version, I believe mistabed. It makes sense that shigigas Shabbos was if you forgot it Shabbos, and every week you forgot. I'm going to say that you must have known in between you forgot again. It's like five different Shabbosim, five different avedas. How can you, if you know Shabbos exists, how can you go by a week without realizing one of the days would have been Shabbos? So there was a Yedi in between and you forgot again, Yedi and forgot. So if you forgot a Shabbos, five Shabbos in a row, definitely is five Chatois. Mistabra, it makes sense that Shigiga Shabbos Vizod Malachas Pshitile. There's no question. The Yomim Shabin Tayim, the week in between, have a Yedi L'chalik. You don't need much knowledge, but you need to know that once every seven days went by. What then is Rabbi Akiva's shayla? His shayla was, well, you knew it was Shabbos, it was Shabbos, of a Shigigas Malach. You knew it was Shabbos, you didn't know you're not allowed to carry. That's in Shabbos.
You don't seem to care much about Shabbos.
I remember the... True, but some people, it's only you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos. So what happened was, you did it for 5 weeks in a row, you didn't know you're not allowed to carry. How do we treat that? Do we say, it's one long forgetfulness, because you didn't learn in between. You never said it's an illusion. You never learned in between. You never had an idea. So it's one long aveda. You bring only one carbon. Or do we say that every Shabbos is like a different goof, and therefore it's five avedas?
So do you say the same thing with each chela five times?
Why? If a chela mechad, you only bring one carbon. No question.
So
the question is, if yomim bein tayim is considered, you had enough time to learn.
Not
chela. There's no rule b'chela. There's no times. This is to do with time. This is time. You can eat, remember, by chaylev, you can do it all in one go. Here, you can't bechal two Shabbosim in one time. So everyone's a separate event. And that was the criteria yesterday we learned about, you know, if you can mix it together or not. The Zodin Shabbos Vishgog Melachas, who the blame, his question is, Ki Gufin Damin, is like two separate events. Or love or not. Uposh, like what did Abeleza say? So if that was his question, the same Aveda five times in a row, that was the question, you know, didn't know Melacha. What was the Kavachim from Lida? And he said to him, Poshle, the Zodin Shabbos Vishig Melachas, Ki Gufin Damin. He said it's like separate Gufin. Every Shabbos is separate, just like Nida, every Nida is separate. Nida, five Nidas. This is like five Nidas. That's what he's saying. Five different Nidas, five different Gufin. But Veloy Kabbalmane, Rabbi Akiva did not accept that. Then the next question he asked is, what about the Vlados? The Vlade Melachas Ki Melach, and that was his whole discussion in the Mishnah. You tell me a Raif and Nidus, five Nidus. I'm telling you, Nidus is different because there's a woman on the other side who's also being Aved Aveda. Bashang and Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Akiva didn't accept that. But on the second question he had, five Tuldas of one Av. Do you bring five Kibbonis or not? Again, Abeleza was being Machmed, the Vlade Melachas Ki Melachas Damien, Veloy Kabbamene, and he didn't accept that either. Omer Rabbi Menamin Allah. How do I know that this is what Rabbi Akiva's question was, and he maintained an argument? So like this, if he forgot that it's Shabbos, everyone is made that Yediyah, that Yom Bintayim is Mechalik. Yom Bintayim is Yediyah, and it's in separate Kabbalahs. The Machlek is Rabbi Akiva is, where you knew it was Shabbos, you didn't know this is an Aveda. You didn't know this is an Aveda. So according to Rabbi Lezer, every Shabbos is a different Nida, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's one long Aveda. Okay, how do I know that? We have a Brais that's anonymous. Another way we can explain it maybe is if we follow Rabbi Akiva, who didn't accept Rabbi Lezer. We learn it now. We learn Klal Gadol on Shabbos. There's a rule we learn on Shabbos. Kol Hashecheyach Ike Shabbos. If somebody forgot that it was, he didn't know Bechlal that Shabbos exists. There's another category that he Bechlal didn't know that Shabbos exists. So, we're doing. But also Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe Nechay V'Lachas. The guy never knew B'Shabbos like a Tinnik Shnishba.
Where he's a new Balchuba.
No, the Gemara says about Tinnik Shigidlu Bena Akum. That didn't know anything. So he didn't know Shabbos. But Chlal, not he knew there was a Shabbos, he forgot this week. He didn't know what Shabbos is. Obviously, if he didn't know what Shabbos, he didn't know there was any Malachas. So it's only one Aveda that went through his whole life. Bring on one Chatzis. When he becomes a Balchuba, and he becomes a Chatzis. Yeah. That's case number one. So now, what about how you day ikas Shabbos? He knows what Shabbos is. He poshit for osam malachas habe b'Shabbos is habe. He knows what Shabbos is, And he did many malachas and many Shabbos.
Is that because Shigugas malacha?
Sorry?
Shigugas malacha?
We'll see in a second. We'll soon see what we're talking about here. That's what he's going to try to prove. So the next case is Hayedeya Ike Shabbos. He knows that Shabbos exists. What happened, we'll see in a minute. But also malachas harbe. And he did many malachas. But Shabbos is harbe. Two things. He did many malachas over many Shabbos. He's chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. He's chayiv for every Shabbos. So he chayiv for every Shabbos. We're not sure now what he chayiv one for every Shabbos because he forgot that it's Shabbos, or he chayiv every Shabbos also for all the malachas you did. That's what we're going to see in a minute. Then the third case is Hayedeya Shehu Shabbos. He knew that today is Shabbos, so it was a zodin b'Shabbos. But v'asim malachas harbe b'Shabbos harbe. But he was a shoygig by malachas, which means the case, the previous case was he was a shoygig by Shabbos and a shoygig by malachas. He was a shoygig both. This case was he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that you're not allowed to do these three, four malachas or these four tudos and whatnot. He didn't know. Is chayiv I call av malacha malacha. You chayiv for every av malacha. Yechayiv, so you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot. Every malacha he did, yechayiv. But he doesn't say here, yechayiv for every Shabbos. Yechayiv for every malacha. Sounds like if you were a Zodin Shabbos and a Shegig malachas, you bring only one carbon for the whole lot. Now that can't be Rav Lezer, because Rav Lezer said in our Mishnah that you bring a carbon every Shabbos for the malachas you did. Must be Yisrael Akiva. Now Rav Akiva didn't accept what he said. Chayiv kol malacha, v'ilu chayiv kol malacha shakol Shabbos Shabbos. Look, Tony, he doesn't mention it. Namani, who's the author of this? Ha, ilay ma Rav Lezer, how can it be? Eim a sefer, it says in the sefer, if you say Rav Lezer, it says later on. Yeah. So clearly the Braisa says that it, that Shabbos is considered that if you did many forgot a malacha over five Shabbosim, you only bring one carbon for each malacha, not for each Shabbos, because it's like one long aveda. Now, is that Rabbi Lezer?
Not really, in a way, because there is a break.
Yeah, but a break is only valid if you found out in between that you did something wrong. But this guy knew it was Shabbos. He just never learned in yeshiva that he knowing that carrying is awesome. I remember when I came here, there were many from Eden here who used to carry on Shabbos, the keys or the handkerchief. They didn't know. They did not know. The from people and everything else, they just did not know that you're not allowed to carry a key for your house on Shabbos. Or they thought because it's dangerous, you're allowed to. Or a handkerchief, you have a cold. That's what they thought. Because there used to be in the olden times, many people still wear a handkerchief around the hand like a correct, thing, yeah. Or around the neck, so they thought they're allowed to carry.
Correct,
yeah. Okay. So who is this? Is this Rabbi Lezer? And therefore, Rabbi Lezer's discussion in the Mishnah is talking about a case where you forgot of Shabbos, but in a case we knew it was Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer's Moedah, that's one long Aveda, that shot can't be. Why not? Because, Eim HaSefer, look in the Sefer, it says later on, but I say, Ha'oisa Melochas Harbe Meim Lachach, he did four tulas of one Av, and Chai Velachas, only one. But what is Rabbi Lezer clearly saying in our Mishnah, if he did four tulas of one Av, he Chai four Kabanas. So obviously, can't be Rabbi Lezer, must be Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Akiva, therefore, does not, it must be Rabbi Akiva argues Rabbi Lezer, and he holds that the same malacha over four Shabbosim is only one Aveda. Rabbi Lezer, for every Vlad, even though it's four of the same Av. Definitely Rabbi Akiva. And what does Rabbi Akiva say clearly? If you Rabbi Akiva, what? Shmam and from as follows. Shigigas Shabbos. So let's go. This Bryce Rabbi Kiva. And what does Rabbi Kiva say here? That Shigigas Shabbos, if you forgot it, Shabbos, Bavazad Malacha, you forgot it, Shabbos, and 5 weeks in a row go by. And you forgot each week that it's Shabbos, there's no question you have to bring five kabbanas. Pshitle the Yomim, Shabbatayim, Havidia, Lechalig, you bring five kabbanas, because if you forgot it, Shabbos, definitely you found that in between. Zod, but when Rabbi Kiva argued Rabbi Lezer, Zod and Shabbos, knew were Shabbos. The Shigigas Malacha, just you know you're not allowed to carry, for example. Who the boy? That was a question. Was so two Shabbosim? Is that two Avedas or one? Iki Gufin Damin Upashle. And how does he conclude? Rabbi Kiva, Iki Gufin Damin. It's like separate weeks. Udvelodei Melachis Kimelachis Damin, and the Tavayla Kabbane didn't accept either one of them.
So We've got the machlokes in the Shabbos between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi
Eliezer. So
another position clearly as far as that was concerned, but that's dealing with obvious in Shabbos.
So Rabbi Akiva clearly, we didn't know how to understand Rabbi Akiva and it seems Rabbi Akiva did not accept Rabbi Eliezer. But in the Mishnah, we didn't know what he was arguing about with Rabbi Eliezer. Are they arguing the case with Shigigah Shabbos or are they arguing the case with Shigigah Malachas? Clear from here. That Shigigah Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva also holds that every Shabbos is a separate Aveda. So when is he arguing Rabbi Eliezer? You knew it was Shabbos, you forgot it's Malachas. And Rabbi Akiva says, if you did five malachas every single Shabbos, you're chai for five malachas, which means you talk about five av malachas, which means Rabbi Akiva holds, but you're not chai for every Shabbos. Not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds in the Mishnah that you're chai for every Shabbos, even though it's only shigis malachas, you're chai for every Shabbos because he compares it to nidus, five nidus. And Rabbi Akiva says no. If he did the same malacha over and over and over again, five different Shabbosim, let's say he did two malachas every Shabbos, the same two malachas, you bring two chatois and that's it. We're talking about av malachas.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. So you're basing that only on what the Mishnah that we know in Shabbos without.
No, because the Braise.
No, what would the position be if you only had the Mishnah in Shabbos?
Which Mishnah?
Which the Gemara here, that Nan, Cloud God.
We wouldn't know who the author is. We wouldn't know who the author is.
But it says in that Mishnah, it says Rabbi Eliezer at the end. So we don't know who the first part is.
Yeah, who says Rabbi Akiva, maybe somebody else. But now we know it's Rabbi Akiva because he was the one who was asking Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Omele Abaye said, Abaye, of course Abaye had to mix in. Abaye said, Le'elam emelach, no. Who says you're right? I can learn another way. Emelach, I can tell you that Zodin Shabbos, I can tell you if you definitely did Aved on Shabbos, V'shigil Melach, Pshit Le'el Rabbi Akiva, the Shabbos Alav Givin Amyin. He never had the question. Who said he had the question? That was the argument of Rabbi Eliezer. The question was, we did the same halacha repeatedly, the number of Shabbos, and you forgot. No. Maybe Rabbi Akiva. Sorry? Abaye is talking to Zeleb Rabba. He's saying like this. Saying maybe Rabbi Akiva definitely holds that the same halacha, he never even had a question, the same halacha 5 weeks in a row is definitely one Aveda. Not that this was his argument of Rabbi Eliezer. Even Rabbi Eliezer, there was never a question. What was his question? Was the one that you said, particularly, that was the question. V'shigiga Shabbos, v'zodin melachas hu deboim. His whole question was, well, you forgot about Shabbos and 5 weeks in a row. The question whether the days in between is considered knowledge. The yamim b'shemitayim mi havigdi aloi. Upashal and Rabbi Eliezer told him it is. The yamim b'tayim l'chalek v'kabel b'nei. And Rabbi Akiva agreed. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva agreed with him. Rabbi Akiva had a question. Who said he maintained the argument, maintained the rage? Maybe the whole discussion, maybe every, there's no machlokes. When it comes to the same malacha 5 weeks in a row, Rabbi Akiva says, it's one aveda. It's one aveda. What his discussion, Rabbi Eliezer, was about, you forgot that it was Shabbos. Do we say, why is it one aveda? Because when it comes to carrying, you didn't learn the halacha. So it's the forgetting the next Shabbos is the same forgetting the Shabbos before. I didn't know you're not allowed to carry this on Shabbos. So it's one long aveda. The knowing that the weekday, that there was a Shabbos in between, that you don't have to be a Talmud Chacham. So therefore, that was his question, is it considered separate or not? Exactly. So then, and Rabbi Eliezer said to him, it's like five different Yiddis, and he agreed. And that's his price here. And this is Rabbi Akiva, but he agreed with this in this part of it. And he also told him, "Vlodim melachas kim melachas." I'm not Gil Gabbanet, but the second part about five tulas to be five melachas, that didn't agree. So this Braise cannot be Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Akiva. But who should argue? That's what he said. Comes along Rabbi Chizda, and he says, "I'll learn exactly faket of Rabbi." Rabbi Chizda says as follows: Zodin Shabbos v'shigigas melachas. If you knew that it was Shabbos and you forgot it's malacha, you know, you forgot that it's malacha, I feel it, Rabbi Akiva, say, they grew damien. Faket. Everyone agrees. Punk faket of Rabbi. If you had the same malacha 5 weeks in a row and you knew it was Shabbos, by the fact that you knew it was Shabbos, so if it's five different Shabbosim, that knowledge that you knew it was Shabbos makes it five different Shabbosim. And even though you did the same malacha again and again and again because it was a Shagik, it's five different Vedas. It's like five, there's no question. Rabbi Akiva never even had a Shaila. Puk forget what you just said. The chi boyi menei. The whole question was dafke shigiga Shabbos. You forgot it. You never knew it was Shabbos, and because you never knew it was Shabbos, is it like one long aveda or not? And the question is, do we say the days in between? You should have known. You should have known, and that's it. In the case, we definitely knew it was Shabbos. You just didn't know you're not allowed to carry. So you knew that with five different Shabbosim. So finished. Your knowledge definitely separated each Shabbos. You didn't know that you're not allowed to carry 5 weeks in a row. But what? It's five different Shabbosim. Five avedas. Our shaila is you chal didn't know Shabbos. The question was the yomim should be time, days in between. I have a yedil lechalik is a deal lechalik or not? Upashad lei and Rabbi Eliezer said to him, definitely it's separate. Like by the yomim should be time have yedil lechalik. That the days in between lechalik, and he brought a raya for kavuchem nida. But here nida was not five different nidas, or maybe it is, or nida doing five times. The kabel menei and Rabbi Akiva accepted. So his whole shaila was about shigir Shabbos, and he accepted its five different avedas. Then upashalay, he told him the vladi melachim lachadamin, and that vladi kabbinate. To tell me that four tulders are the same avos, four different avedas, that I don't accept. Omer Rav Chizda says, how do I know that? That was his question. How do I know that everyone agrees that if you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't say Malacha five times, it's five different Vedas. How do I know? Menamil Tan, we learned. Hakoisev Shtei Oisi is Behelamacha. You wrote two letters. To be Chayim of Shabbos, you have to write a word. A word is a minimum of two letters. Gag of. You write two letters. So what happened? You wrote two letters and you forgot. You're not allowed to write in Shabbos.
You can't write two letters in Shabbos.
If it makes a word.
That don't make sense.
If it makes a word. Only if it makes a word.
I get off scot-free.
No. Chatzah shir osam latayda. But when did you get chatas or skill and all that? If it's a word. Shame and shimon and all that. What about the beis halamas? You wrote an aleph and then you remembered, oh, you're not allowed to write. Then you forgot again. You wrote a beis. So, of. Is Rabban Gamliel says, mechayif. Why is it called chayif? Because we learned before already. He holds that en yidiyah lechatzah shir. He holds that since you only did a chatzah shir before, right? You only did one letter, so even though you knew in between, it doesn't count. What did you know? It doesn't matter what you know because you didn't have aveda yet. So the knowledge is not considered knowledge. And then you forgot you did the base. It's like one aveda. And the Chum is saying no point. The fact is, as soon as you knew, it canceled whatever you did. Umaydu Rabbi Gamliel, how Rabbi Gamliel made this? Because of it, Achim Shabbos. You wrote one letter this Shabbos. Boys Achim Shabbos. You wrote a base the next Shabbos. Potter. If you wrote two different Shabbosim, they don't combine. They are potter. The Tanya Chiriti, that's one Braisa. Another Braisa, but there's two Shabbosim separated. You forgot to buy it. The Tanya Chiriti, another guy we learn, Hakoisim Shtei Oisiz Bish. If you have that control, self-control, yes. The Tanya Chiriti, we learn another Braisa, Hakoisim Shtei Oisiz Shabbosim. You wrote two letters in two separate Shabbosim. Echad Bishabazu, Vecha Shabbosu. You wrote two letters, two separate weeks. One of the Shabbos and that Shabbos, I mean, Belil holds Chayiv. Here, this brayser holds that even two Shabbosim you chayiv, not like the previous brayser. And the chachamim paid the chacham pater. Because sal kedater, Rabbi Gamliel holds two separate Shabbosim, and you did the same of emelach in writing you chayiv. So right now we thought Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva hold the same thing. So we thought of who's arguing chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, we'll see later that Rabbi Gamliel cannot hold like Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, we thought if he cannot hold like Rabbi Elazar, it must be like Rabbi Akiva. What's the ma'aser? It's like this. Bishleim elididi. So he said, Rabbi Chizkiah, like this. According to me, Da'amina, I hold that Zod and Shabbos, Meshigas Melachot, I hold that everyone agrees if you knew it was Shabbos, you just didn't know you're not allowed to carry the Moshe, you're not allowed to write. I feel Rabbi Akiva Maida, even Rabbi Akiva is Maida, the Shabbos, the Kaguf and Dami, and Rabbi Akiva is Maida, every Shabbos is a separate Aveda because you knew it was Shabbos. You need to separate part in the Tanya. So hold it now. How can I explain the two braises? So we'll say that. Hold it, Tanya. The one braise that we learned, Potter. The braise that says that if you wrote two letters and two separate Shabbosim is Potter. It's talking about a case where Bezodin Shabbos v'shem Malachas. You knew it was Shabbos, and it was a different, but you didn't know it was Malachas. So it's two separate Shabbosim, and since in each Shabbos you only did a Chatashir. And it's two separate Avedas. Everyone agrees it's two separate Chatois. But a Chat for what? For a half a letter? You don't write a Chat. You don't bring a Chat for half a letter. So no Chatis. B'shege. No, it's not B'shege. Accidentally. The Shabbos and Guvadam. So we say what? It's two separate Shabbos. I mean, each Shabbos only did a Chat Shashir. So that's why you put it. That's if you learn like Gamliel and Gamliel definitely holds like Rabbi Akiva. And they hold that if you knew it was Shabbos and just forgot a Malacha, every Shabbos is different Avedas. Fine. And the other braisa, and the Hodot Tanya, the other braisa we learned, Chayiv, if you wrote two letters, two Shabbos from your Chayiv, is Meshiga Shabbos, Vezod Melachas, is talking about in a case where Shigiga Shabbos. You forgot in Shabbos, and you did a Melachas. You wrote one letter one Shabbos, one letter another Shabbos. What did we say? Rabbi Kiva holds that he didn't accept, it's one long Aveda. He didn't agree with Rabbi Lezer holds that Yom and Mitaim is considered Yudia. So therefore, the second Braise is talking about a case where you forgot a Shabbos. If you forgot a Shabbos, it's one long Aveda, that's why he says you bring a Chatas, Chayiv. The Kisavri holds, aye, there was a Yudia between, and Yudia Lechatashir. No Yudia Lechatashir. Yeah. There's no Yudia Lechatashir. Sorry, I said Rabbi Kiva is made to Rabbi Lezer that the Yomim Shemitayim have a Yedir. Fine. However, any Yedir lechatzashir, but since the first Shabbos you wrote one letter, and the next Shabbos you wrote another letter, even though you knew in between, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that knowledge doesn't mean anything, and therefore they combine. Why do they combine? Because you forgot about Shabbos. It wasn't, because if you knew it was Shabbos, everyone agrees that every single Shabbos is different. So, and that's the first Braisa. So it makes sense why you put it. Ella le Rabba, but according to Rabba, the Amar he holds that Svila Rabba Kiva. Rabba Kiva definitely holds the Shabbosas Kiguf Echadein. Rabba Kiva holds that even if he forgot in between, he holds Rabba Kiva holds that even if there's a Shaygig and Shabbos, every Shabbos, it's like one long Shabbos. Yeah. The way Rabba learned is, but if he forgot that it's a malacha, he knew it's a malacha, it's one long aveda, because you didn't learn in between. What you didn't know, you're not allowed to carry. So what do you learn? It's one long aveda. So if you learn it's one long aveda, how you learn is two braises. It's bishleimer hodetanya. The braise that says chayiv. How you can explain the braise that says that you're a chayiv if you wrote one letter one Shabbos, one letter another Shabbos? We'll say it's talking about a case over here is mishkachle gem bezodin bein bezodin Shabbos gemalachas. Even you Shabbos, you know. It's a malacha, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's one long aveda. The Shabbos guf echrein, so it makes sense, yeah. Or a bein b'shigah Shabbos, look, even forgot a Shabbos, and every single Shabbos is a different thing. But it's an idea, but an idea lechatzeshir. Because an idea lechatzeshir, fine. But Ella, the brayser that says potter, hodet tanya potter, according to Rabbi, how are you going to explain it? Since Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, what do you mean you're potter in this case? B'mayim mukula. Loy bechode, veloy bechode. It cannot be talking about. They can't be talking about shigigas malachas because shigigas malachas. We said before, it's one long chatas. How can the rabban argue and say that you bring two kabbanas? It's one long chatas. Then it should be mistarif. According to everybody, it should be mistarif. Why does it say potter? Or why does this Rabbi Gamliel say potter? Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva say the same thing. Why is he whole potter? And even if he forgot that the Shabbos, L'chayit, if he forgot the Shabbos, the Yomim Mintayim is a Yediyah. But we just said before, there's no Yediyah L'chatzishir. So why do we say Potter? Omar L'chrova, so Rava comes along, or Rabbi comes along and says, Rabbi Gamliel, Svidalek, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Gamliel, who told you Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Lezer. We have to finish a little sugi here, because otherwise we can't start on Shabbos. Yeah, the Omar says, we're working it out, we're great. The Omar says, Shabbos is Kiguf and Damien. No, you got it wrong. You thought Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Kiva. I'm going to tell you Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Lezer holds that every Shabbos is a separate goof. And that's why this Braisa says that you are potter, because in one Shabbos you did half a shir, in another Braisa you did half a shir. If anyone, how can you say Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Lezer? Since it says Moide Rabbi Gamliel, it says in the Braisa Rabbi Gamliel is Moide. It says Moide Rabbi Gamliel if you wrote one letter. Moide Rabbi Gamliel is Moide. The Pligi, in McLeod, the Pligi Achen Yossi argues on everything else. He's made it that two separate Shabbosim, he says you are potter. That means but at one Shabbos, and one Shabbos you chayv. If you tell me how's like Rabbi Kiva, hainu de pligi. When does he argue? When does he argue? When is he made it? He argues b'shigiga Shabbos mizor malachas. If you forgot it Shabbos, and you did it mizor malachas, that Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi holds the what? Ain yedia lechatzishir. He holds that even though it's that even though it's separate weeks, remember there's an idea in between, it's separate weeks, but he holds it's an idea, but there's no idea but chatzishir. Fine. And then he comes to Bryce and says, but a moide Rabbi Gamliel, it was moide bezodin Shabbos, in the case where he was amazed Shabbos, she malachas, in the case with the shaking of malachas, he is moide shu potter. He's moide that is potter. Why is he potter? Because every Shabbos is different than the next Shabbos, and he did a half a shir here and half a shir there. That's like Rabbi Kiva. Alma Shabbos Kiguf and Damin. So therefore, he holds that every Shabbos is a separate individual. Therefore, each Shabbos did one letter. How can he be chayiv? So he holds like Rabbi Kiva. Eli Amri, you tell me, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer. If he holds like Rabbi Lezer, Mikhlal de Pligi, and it says that he's made, which means he argues. Which case of the argument? But Mike, which case of the argument? He forgot that it's Shabbos. The Zod Malachas. I feel Rabbi Lezer. Can Rabbi Gamliel say? Then you deal with Chatzishir. Even Rabbi Lezer will agree, Rabbi Kiva, with Rabbi Gamliel, that is no deal with Chatzishir. No, if it was a Shigiyah Shabbos, you said everyone agrees that every single Shabbos is a separate week. Because everyone agrees. Rabbi Lezer holds that every Shabbos is a separate week. That was his, that was his question. And every single week, and Rabbi Kiva was made to him. Every single Shabbos is a separate week. So if every single Shabbos is a separate week, then there's a yediyah. In other words, there's a yediyah between every single Shabbos. So Rabbi Lezer is moided that yediyah chatzashir. If the chachamim is Rabbi Lezer, how could it be that he's arguing moided what? Who? When did he argue? I feel that Rabbi Lezer can be good. There ain't yediyah lechatzashir. There's no yediyah chatzashir. The Tanya we learned hakoysev shtei oysev b'shtei Shabbos. He wrote two letters to separate Shabbos. Ois achiz b'Shabbazu v'ois achiz b'Shabbazu. Rabbi Lezer b'chayiv. Rabbi Lezer b'chayiv. I didn't say because he agrees and you don't have to. So what do you mean I'm going to argue? Who's he arguing with? They're arguing a case where you know you have to, in order to be chayiv for sewing, you have to make two stitches. You have to. What happens if you already had one? You have to have two threads. You have one that started, then you make another one to tie it in. What happened? You already had one there before, all you're making is one. But the result is that you have two, but you only made one. So the Ela Ba'achas Ala Ori Chiyuv
Mechayvet.
Now on
Shabbos
you're doing only one.
So the argument, sorry, yeah, you had before Shabbos one, and you just did one more.
You have the same thing if you had one lizard and you completed.
Yeah, same exact same thing. Exact same thing. Yeah. What's it called? Rabbi Lezer says. It's not me. Look, Rabbi Lezer says, "Ha'oidik shloishet chumim b'tet chutim b'tchila." The echad ala ori chayiv. If somebody's oidik three chutim b'tchila, or you just added one and it can make the result, you chayiv.
This is weaving.
Sorry.
It's weaving.
Weaving. Sorry, Okay, we'll stop here and start to read the continuation of the.